Blog Talk Radio.
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland. This is a political rant edition for December 5th, 2016. And you're also, as well as hearing us on BTR, Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening to 1650 AM in the Bridgeport, Connecticut, Stratford City Line area, you're hearing us on the radio, 1650 AM, of course. I think my audio might be a little choppy. Let's see.
Dummy! Yeah!
It's a little bit choppy right now. I'm going to call back in and see if that fixes the problem. I'll be right back. Please keep it here. 1650 AM and online at on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be right back. Bear with me for a minute. I'll be right back. Okay, that should be better now if you're hearing me. And this is Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland. And we are on BTR, Radio Free Connecticut here. And, of course, on 1650 AM in the Bridgeport, Connecticut, in Stratford City Line area. So if you're listening to us right now on the air, over the airwaves, 1650 AM, welcome. Just had a little technical difficulty, so I had to call back in, but it should be all right now. And so let's start the show here. The guest call-in line, if you want to talk about anything I'm talking about or anything else, is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Might be hearing from one of my friends in Florida soon on this episode, which is the political rant edition.
Let me talk to you!
And so, yes, let me talk to you. First of all, we're going to go over some news from the election and political arena, of course. This recount going on, man. I don't know what you think about that, but, of course, you can reach me at 646-668-8944. That is 646-668-8944. Well, here's the latest news from Election Central. Latest news from Election Central and Recount Central, I guess, is, well, there's a recount going on in Wisconsin right now. That was requested by Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Dr. Jill Stein, apparently. But she's not that smart. At least she doesn't sound too smart. So where she got her doctorate degree, I have no idea.
Dummy! Yeah!
Anyway, that recount is ongoing right now in Wisconsin. And from some of my sources here, I can report right now that the news is Trump's lead in Wisconsin is actually increasing instead of getting smaller. So there's no chance for Clinton in Wisconsin, apparently. In Pennsylvania, focusing on Pennsylvania here, the aforementioned Dr. Jill Stein, with apparently backing from the Clinton camp. Well, Pennsylvania, just to give you a little background, said there are some, the officials there said, there are some outstanding votes, but not enough to trigger an automatic recount and possibly change the result. But now Stein, for her part, has launched what was a state lawsuit. It's now a federal lawsuit. They're escalating it to force a recount, to force a recount in Pennsylvania. And now Nevada is being looked at by another independent candidate named Rocky De La Fuente. Who the heck he is, I have no idea. Just some guy I've never heard of. And about him, he asked for and paid officials to take a look at the count in Nevada. So a preliminary sample recount is now underway in Nevada. $14,000 he paid. So if you don't think money is involved in politics, well, guess what? There you go.
You big dummy!
Anyways, about that recount, apparently if a sample recount there shows a discrepancy of at least 1%, for between Trump and Clinton, a full recount of all 17 counties will be launched. And apparently this De La Fuente guy actually finished in last place of all the candidates in Nevada. And so this is nothing more than sour grapes. Oh, we have to verify the result. Hey, guess what? It wasn't close. And so I don't get why Jill Stein, Hillary Clinton, at least her campaign, but the Democrats, and this Rocky De La Fuente loser are continuing to push for recounts. Last month when this started, I said the Democrats will drag this into December, and guess what? They have. December 5th now, still pushing for recounts.
Look out, this bullshit detector.
And I don't know what they hope to accomplish with recounts, because the race wasn't close, people. Donald Trump won. And even if a state should, unlikely, but somehow flip to the Democratic Party and they say, well, it didn't finish Republican at all, after all, it's still not going to change the final result, because Trump's leading like 300 or something to about maybe 220, 225 for Clinton. It's not going to happen. Nothing's going to change. It's over, liberal Democrats. Give it up. Yeah, for the good of the country, the Democrats have to say, in my opinion, or they should say, we're not going to support these recounts anymore. No more recounts. It's over. And I think without the Democrats backing, Stein and this De La Fuente guy would be forced to give it up, because they wouldn't have the backing of the Democratic Party, who are apparently their allies. And like I was saying, we're on Blog Talk Radio right now. Let me copy the link for my friends here. And we're also on 1650 AM in the Bridgeport, Stratford, City Line area right now. and we're going for another 34 minutes. Just notifying a couple of my friends here that I'm doing this show right now. I'm not that great at multitasking, so if you could bear with me for a minute. Yeah, but the Democratic Party, I think they need to say, we're not going to support these recounts anymore because it's not close and it's over. But they're not going to do that. Watch, it'll go into the middle of December now.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
Yeah, definitely. So, if you want to get on the air with me, talk to me about anything here on Blog Talk Radio or 1650 AM, of course, the phone number to call, 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Just letting some friends know I'm doing a show now. If you'll bear with me for one more minute, I can take care of that. And a little later, after the finish of the election report here, I'm going to talk about some of the things happening on college campuses lately, the campus report, as we usually have. And so I would love to hear from you out there, 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944. Also, if you notice, I've got a couple of new sounds that I just have gotten into the system here and played, like this one, if I can play it.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Know your damn role and shut your damn mouth!
And also this one. To quote Vince McMahon, Hillary Clinton has no chance in hell.
There is no,
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 no
chance in hell.
A little bit of Vince McMahon's theme song for you there. So, anyway, as we're moving right along a little bit, I do want to talk about latest news from the recount again. Ms. Jill Stein from the Green Party had a press conference yesterday right near the Trump Tower in New York City. And she says that she won't, quote, give in to intimidation, unquote. And also that, quote, we are here to verify the accuracy of the vote, unquote. But again, I don't know where she's going with this or what the purpose is other than to get a few more votes for Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's not going to happen. They should give it up.
Dummy, yeah.
So, for her part, neither Stein or the Democratic Party they're talking about alleged improprieties and things that went wrong in the election, allegedly. But they have presented no evidence at all yet of any so-called improprieties or wrongdoing in the election. Which is more the same from Democrats, from the liberal Democrats anyway. It's just a lot of hot air, pretty much. And in October, I don't know if you've heard this, but Jill Stein says she, quote, would accept the results of the election, unquote. And so she's made herself out to be a liar. Yes, that's right. I just called her a liar. I'm calling it like I see it, calling it like I believe it is.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
And so, like I said, this is more of the same, just same old thing from the Liberal Democrats, just a lot of hot air. And Stein says, what is Donald Trump frightened of? It's not that we're frightened that he's going to lose, Jill Stein. It's that this recount here has no purpose other than to form more division and more rancor and division, I'd say, in the ranks of the American people and divide us even further than we are now. So, and I don't know if you agree with this, but I have found in the last few years, I'm not sure if it started with Obama or what, but the liberal Democrats will say, well, what we'll do is say, well, we can't have what you're doing, and that's wrong. But as long as it advances our agenda and our what we perceive as our interests in the Democratic Party, it's acceptable. Like violence toward people that don't share your opinion or say have different ideas. They will insult you. They will threaten violence against you. I've been threatened violence against online before. Somebody called me a term that I will not repeat on this show because it's at least somewhat of a family show, but very vile, a very vile insult. And he said he was going to come to my neighborhood and punch me in the throat. That was the exact quote from him. But apparently that is acceptable when they're advancing what they see as their own interest. I don't know if you agree. 646-668-8944, the number to call if you want to talk about that. 646-668-8944. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show. And another thing, if you remember in the 2008 election, or was it 2012? Either one. The Black Panthers, the African American group, the Black Panthers, and I guess pretty much everybody knows who they are, they actually did engage in documented cases of voter intimidation, unquote. Voter intimidation. They stood outside polling places with, like, bats and stuff and said, oh, well, we're not going to let you in to vote if you're a white person in some urban areas, like Detroit. But after Obama was reelected, they weren't prosecuted at all. Because the Attorney General at that time, Eric Holder, who is an African-American himself, said, well, there's not enough here. And we don't have any evidence of them doing this voter intimidation when there was plenty of evidence. They should have been prosecuted, but they weren't. So I guess what I'm saying is by Democrats saying we have to verify the accuracy of the vote, and there was voter intimidation that went on, they're just being hypocrites, as usual. But we'll move on a little bit. into the next part of our show, which is the campus report. And your voice is also very welcome here. 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944, the number to call if you're listening and want to get your opinion in here. So we're going to go into the campus report. But before I do that, in fact, while I still have a chance, I want to mention coming up on, I believe, Wednesday is December 7th, of course, Pearl Harbor Day. December 7th, to quote FDR, December 7th, 1941, a day which will live in infamy. And these are his exact words from his address to a joint session of Congress asking for a declaration of war. The United States was brutally attacked by the air and sea forces of the Empire of Japan, and we were at peace with that nation. That's what he said in his joint address to Congress, to a joint session of Congress, asking for a declaration of war, which was quickly approved by Congress. I think only a couple people actually voted against it, one being, oh, I forget her name, but Margaret something of Maine, an old woman Maine senator. Margaret Chase Smith, maybe? I'm not sure. I'll have to look that one up. But I just wanted to remember the 75th anniversary of that attack. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, which decimated the fleet that was in Pearl Harbor, which was most of the Pacific Fleet of the U.S. Navy, although a few ships did escape because they were out at sea. But the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor and also the city of Honolulu, which Pearl Harbor is part of in Hawaii, and sunk a lot of ships, killed a lot of Americans. And the USS Arizona Memorial is something I've always wanted to see. Hopefully someday soon I'll get to Hawaii to see that. Every year they have a memorial service right there, and there are only apparently five members of the military, five soldiers and sailors that are still living from the attack on Pearl Harbor that are still alive today. They're all like in their 90s and even 100s. The oldest, I believe, is 104. Just saw something on CBS News about that the other day. But let's just remember that, and remember that terrible attack, which it was terrible. We were at peace and in the middle of negotiations with the Japanese, and it was unprecedented. An actual attack on the United States. It was, it's been, in 9/11, another actual attack on the United States. Yes, liberals, they attacked us first. Has been described as this generation's Pearl Harbor. So just to remember that, and the veterans, and the men who served at Pearl Harbor. Thank you for your service, and we do remember. 646-668-8944, The phone line here is 646-668-8944. And now it's time for the campus report. Let's see if I have a sound for that. Doesn't look like I do. But I'll play this one just to lead in. If it'll play at all. Which it will not.
Listen up, everyone. We have been just informed that there's an unknown virus
called patriotism
that's attacking all clubs. So when you hear the sound,
come on down!
Run for cover.
I never met so many stupid people in one day.
So here's the campus report. I just wanted to play a little sound leading into it. I don't really have an appropriate sound for the campus report, but there you go. So to report some things going on college campuses in America right now, don't know if you heard this one, but last month, well, DePaul University in Chicago, to give you some background, it's a Catholic university in Chicago, Illinois, or just outside of Chicago, and they have really been violating the free speech of students and faculty lately. And here's what happened there on November 16th, the night of November 16th. Well, a conservative speaker, Ben Shapiro, maybe you've heard of him, was scheduled to give a lecture at DePaul on the night of November 16th. And he had duly registered with the security in public safety office of DePaul University there. But on the night of the speech, Mr. Shapiro was denied access to the speaking venue. Not only that, and also threatened with arrest. Here's what happened. So he was attempting to go forward and enter the hall, but he was stopped by officials with the Office of Public Safety at DePaul University. And here's some actual quotes from an exchange between conservative speaker Ben Shapiro, who had registered for that event, and the director of public safety at DePaul University in Chicago. I had his name somewhere, but I don't have it now. And if anybody from that area wants to call up and at least attempt to defend the public safety office there, go right ahead. 646-668-8944. We welcome your input. 646-668-8944. But here's the exchange. Shapiro says, am I to understand that if I take three steps forward, you'll attempt to have me arrested? The director of public safety there says, if you will not leave the campus, yes. And so Shapiro retorts, just to be clear, if I attempt to enter that hall, and these are the exact words from a video, if I attempt to enter that hall just to listen to somebody speak, or if I attempt to ask a question and engage in free speech, you will have me arrested? And the director of public safety comes back, at this point, yes, sir. And so I think that is absolutely shameful by the director of public safety and the officials there at DePaul University in Chicago.
Better get a bucket. I'm going to throw up.
And so really they're saying, well, just to give you a little more background here, the speaking event was eventually held, but Ben Shapiro was forced to move that event to an off-campus venue just down the street, really. And very, I'd say, shameful behavior, outrageous and shameful by officials at DePaul University. Apparently, they have been defending that. They have been, the term is, doubling down on their actions that night. So, and even the Chicago Tribune, which is usually a pretty liberal newspaper, said this was wrong. I don't have the article right in front of me, but they're supporting Ben Shapiro, and they're saying this was definitely wrong, which is very good for them. Maybe there's hope for the Chicago Tribune after all. But the officials at the poll are still saying no, and they're defending this action. So clearly the message they're sending is if you come on our campus, if you're a student or a faculty member or a member of the public coming onto the DePaul University campus in Chicago, there is no such thing as free speech here. There's only what we define as accepted speech to advance what we believe is our agenda and our liberal agenda and our liberal actions, which is the whole, well, if you have a dissenting opinion and you're conservative, we're not going to let you speak. We're not going to let you do things. We're not going to let you participate in free speech at all. And that's not free speech when you deny somebody else their rights to express their opinion. That's not free speech at all. That's totally against free speech. And to me, it's a black and white issue. Not black and white like race, but it's just like if you support what DePaul's saying, then you don't support free speech at all. You either support free speech and encourage it, or you oppose it and discourage it. And that's the way it is.
Have you been eating loco weed?
And my friends recently have been saying, oh, well, sometimes conservatives pose a danger to liberals. When they do what? I say. When they do what? Just disagree with them? Or because these sissy liberals can't take their opinion? They say, well, you're racist, and we have to get violent with you. We can't let you do this. That's total, as this will say, BS.
Look out, this bullshit detector.
So I don't get that at all. So we have 10 minutes left. So we've been talking a little bit about the campus report and the election and recount news, and as always, if you want to call in and wish to opine, to quote Bill O'Reilly, it's 646-668-8944. If you're listening to me out there, of course, 646-668-8944. We welcome your opinion and any dissenting opinion here on this show. But let me warn you liberals that we pull no punches here, and we're going to tell it like it is, so.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
Another wrestling quote there from Eric Bischoff of WCW and TNA. But anyway, here's another thing that has been going on lately. A particular college campus up in, I think, northern Massachusetts called Hampshire College. Yeah, we'll mention this one. Well, apparently a lot of liberal students at what is a very liberal university, one of the most liberal, well, maybe not the most liberal, but it has a reputation for being very, very liberal, as a lot of Northeastern colleges do. And so some students who couldn't take the Trump victory on Election Day, on Veterans Day, they decided to go burn the U.S. flag. And of all days, Veterans Day. Well, I'm saying it's not acceptable to burn the U.S. flag at all, unless you're discarding of it, and unless you're discarding a flag that's out of shape and not fit to fly anymore. The accepted way to discard that a U.S. flag that is not fit to fly is actually to burn it. So that's, in that case, it's acceptable. But I don't think it's acceptable in other cases. Because really what you're doing is disrespecting the many men and women that have fought and died for this country. For my part, I have a friend who lives in Rhode Island now. He served in the military in either Afghanistan or Iraq. I think it was Iraq. During the beginning of the war on terror kind of thing. And his vehicle, his Humvee, was hit by an IED launched from insurgent forces there in Iraq, and he lost a leg due to that attack. I very much think he's a hero. He's okay now, and he's doing all right. But he lost his leg, and as a result of that, losing a leg in Iraq when the IED hit, he also won a Purple Heart. So I really think he's a hero. So, God, I can't recall his name right now. But he went to high school with me. And I salute him, I salute his service, and I salute his sacrifice. And that's what I think more Americans should do. If you don't agree with that, great, that's cool. But don't go burning the flag over it. Because that's total disrespect, in my book, to the men and women who, like my friend, who have fought, who have sacrificed, and who have died and shed blood for the United States of America and freedom to protest. But let's talk a little bit about that. To continue here, the school, Hampshire College, that I'm talking about in Massachusetts, a week later, they decided to stop not just flying the U.S. flag, but all flags on the campus of Hampshire College, saying, well, our students can't handle it. And I said, grow up and grow a set. You can't. If you can't handle dissenting opinions, then you need to grow up and get over it. Well, now after widespread protests from veterans and other groups against this action at Hampshire College, well, they decided to rescind that and say, okay, we'll fly the U.S. flag on our big college flagpole again, and return it to full staff, which just happened this past Friday, December 2nd. But here's what the college president said about it, and I think this is bizarre. The college president, Jonathan Lash, of Hampshire College in Massachusetts, said, quote, "We did not lower the flag to make a political statement," unquote. And once again, BS alert.
Look out, this bullshit detector.
So Jonathan Lash and Hampshire College, I'm calling total BS on that. We did not lower the flag to make a political statement. Yes, you did. Of course you did, clearly. Like I say sometimes, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that one out. You don't have to be a complete savant, like, or genius, to figure out that was indeed a political statement. So don't insult my intelligence, Jonathan Lash, and liberals around here in the Northeast. We did not lower the flag to make a political statement. If you didn't lower the flag to make a political statement, if that wasn't the reason, then what was the reason? Just because some liberal sissies at Hampshire College can't take the fact that Donald Trump won the election? Well, that was part of it, but it was also a very clear political statement, in my opinion, that we don't think the veterans, the people, and the traditions and principles of the United States of America, where we live, are worthy of respect or honor of any sort. Because to the extreme liberals over here, America has never been great. That's what they say. Oh, we held slaves. We have attacked other countries. We've never been great. We've always been looking after ourselves. And I say to them, yeah, we've been looking out after ourselves and acting in our self-interest, easy for me to say, of the people of the United States. And we have fought against other countries, but in our own self-defense. And yeah, we did own slaves at one time. A lot of Americans did. But hey, guess what? That was in the 1800s, mid to late 1800s, and that's been over for a while now. I keep hearing about these oppressed people that the liberals talk about. They don't care about them. They do not care. The only thing they really care about is advancing their own agenda. When I see that happening, like now, and we are to our last 35 seconds of the show, and if anybody from Hampshire College wants to come on the next show and defend that or attempt to, hey, I'm all ears. Contact me at Matt Boland on Facebook or 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut on Facebook. Hey, thanks for listening tonight, everybody. We've got about 15 seconds left, so it's time to hit my outro, if I can find it in time, which I can't seem to. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back on 1650 AM tomorrow night. So long.